Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash at 7:10. And don't forget, Instagram is on the way at 7:50. Your chance to win $1,000.
We love all things beach related. But one of our favourite groups on the sunny coast is the North Shore Board Riders, who wasn't that long ago were at the launch of their stunning new facility there in corner of Cotton Tree, Maroochydore area.
Yeah.
But Michael McCarran is a young documentary filmmaker who's a member of the club and has had this stunning idea of putting together a doco on the history of the club, because it's a little bit older than you might think, Ash. It's not just a group of surfers and waxheads getting together going, gnarly waves, man. Chuck out the pointed Alex, man. How's Jerry Hartrack? Gnarly. No. It's not what they do.
How old are we talking?
Okay. We're talking
after all that.
We're talking a whole new culture that's been around for a while, and joining us right now is doco maker Michael McCarran. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really good. Now, tell us, when did this all begin, and you've made the first part of a documentary that's got a bit of a bright future?
Yeah, so that's the hope. So it all came about last year when me and the then president, Shane Bevan, got together.
Bevo!
Yeah, Bevo. And he actually approached me with the idea of making a doco on the whole history of the club. And I thought, oh, that sounds like a pretty big project, seeing as it started in 69.
Yeah.
So that's a 50-year history. So I thought, all right, let's try to break it down and make it a little bit more manageable.
69, the start of a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think it can be said. But this is the original date for the North Shore Board Riders. Who was around then and who was doing it?
It actually, there was a lot of guys from Redcliffe.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so there was a whole crew of surfers down there that were just keen to get out of Redcliffe and actually find some waves.
For good reason.
Instead of surfing in Moreton Bay. Because they actually did go surfing in Moreton Bay.
Really?
At the Redcliffe beaches there.
What?
In cyclonic winds, in 1 foot slop.
Yeah.
They were that keen.
Wow, okay.
Jeez.
So there was guys like John Parnas, Jody Perry was around.
Now, Jody Perry, that name rings a bell for me. He's done quite a lot in the sport, hasn't he? And he's also quite prolific when it comes to talking.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves a chin wag.
Loves a chat, Jodes.
Yep.
So was he? These are the sort of people that you've obviously featured in your doco?
Yeah, so Jody was a great help in bringing the whole thing together because he obviously knew everybody.
Yeah.
He helped me organise everything, get in touch with all the people that was involved. So other guys that were founding members were Wayne Kissick, Dady Taylor, Trevor Brower. He was the first ever president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we actually got him, and that was a later inclusion after I submitted a draft of the video to the club. They thought, oh, it'd be great to get the first president, and he's still around. He still lives in Redcliffe.
Oh, that's so cool. So what's the hopes of this documentary? So you're putting this all together. You've got all the names that have been around for ages. What is going to inspire people to watch this now? Are you hoping for it to go to that next level?
Look, even though it is quite specifically focused on North Shore Board Riders and the inception of their club in the following decade, it does show a lot of the sunny coast in the 70s.
Yeah, nice.
A lot of surf footage, a lot of there's actual footage of Pincushion when it was still attached.
Really?
To the southern side of Maroochydore.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of old memorabilia, and it's just a nice...
It's a nice flashback. Yeah.
And there was something about the 70s too, wasn't there? There was a bit of a vibe, bit of an attitude, bit of a, you know, carefree sort of thing going on. And I wasn't here in this. We got here just at the back end of the 70s, early 80s.
Right.
1980, in fact, we arrived. Yeah. And I definitely get the sense that the coast was a lot calmer, a lot slower, and a lot simpler back then.
Yeah, very simple times. The whole reason for the club getting together was just a group of guys wanting to go surfing with each other, making it easy to go carpool, find a good bank, and get everyone around.
Yeah, that's very cool.
When are you showing this, mate? Where can people see the doco?
It's premiering at the Sunshine Coast Film Festival next Wednesday, the 23rd, at 7 p.m.
Excellent. All right.
Tickets available through scsff.com.au.
Perfect.
Now, just to finish up too, you've done the first 10 years of the doco. What's next? You know, beyond this, are you hoping for a Netflix stardom? Are you wanting there to be like a 7 series of North Shore Board Riders? What's going on?
That'd be pretty cool, but hopefully people like this one, so we'll see how it goes from that.
Nice.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.